This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountain Voices and Connect weekly podcast.
Good afternoon. This is Sydney Tetra with Rocky Mountain Voices and Colin Kelly, who's the executive editor of Connect Magazine. And we're here for the Connect cast for the week ending April 27th, 2007. Welcome, Colin. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks, Sydney. Good to be here.
Well, good. Well, we have a lot of exciting news to kind of cover in this week's Connect cast. A couple of things. One is big fundings and big acquisitions that have happened across the state. So starting with Allegiance closing on their $5.7 million. Now, who led out that round of financing?
Thanks, Sydney. It was led by Allegiance Capital, and TPP Capital Advisors came in, and Nippon Venture Capital also came in as well. It's nice to see Adam do really well. He's one of the great young entrepreneurs in the state with lots of energy and vision. You know, Adam's just going to have a great company down the road. It's a nice round for Allegiance. Not quite sure what they're going to do with the money that they've raised, but it's nice to see Adam do well with it. I think this is the first big money they've received. They've received a number of angel rounds. They also had a venture debt round from UTSC, which is now Endo Ventures, and then another venture debt round from Zions Bank, who recently started a venture debt arm of the Zions Bank Corporation.
Oh, okay. So that's nice. Now, how many employees do they have right now?
I don't know. Silent Whistle started out as a small company designed to capitalize off the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation, and so Adam and his team developed a set of software tools, a mostly online-based software, which enabled anonymous employee reporting, and then they rolled that into anonymous customer reporting, and then Allegiance had been started 3 or 4 years prior, and it's made sense to merge the two companies together since they were both in similar spaces. So now Allegiance is a larger company, and Adam Edwards took the CEO role of Allegiance when the two merged together. But I think they're up to about 30 employees now.
Well, that's great. Great to see some of that capital coming into the state. So other two big stories were actually acquisitions of companies, of some of our tech companies here in the state. One was LogoWorks that HP picked up, and they didn't disclose the terms of that, but that's a really interesting acquisition.
Yeah, it is. LogoWorks has been a very promising company over the last couple of years. One of the more unique business models that you've ever heard of, and they seem to have been doing really well. LogoWorks, if you don't know, they're a really a gap that exists that a lot of companies fall into. A company where you're small enough that you can't afford to hire professional advertising firm or a graphic design agency to come in and do your branding for you, but yet you still want to have a decent logo and letterhead and things like that. So the way LogoWorks operates is they employ about 25 full-time graphic designers, but then they also have about 200 to 300 outsourced graphic designers at any time. And you as a client sign up for the LogoWorks service, and then they send out the project to 5 designers who each come up with an idea, and then you pick the one you like, and then you make modifications and go from that. So you can get a logo design for your company, anywhere from like $300 to $600 versus your typical $2,000 to $5,000 or even $10,000 that it would cost going through a huge design firm. Interesting that HP would pick them up. HP seems to be moving in to the small business services mm-hmm. sector along with some of the other companies like Intuit and Yahoo and things like that. So this is obviously a big move by HP to do that, as LogoWorks has gained an amazing amount of traction over the last couple of years, filling that hole that exists.
That's right, and it was actually, I believe the acquisition actually came out of the imaging and printing guys who are, I think, leading that whole business services into the SMB stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's, obviously it's a great thing. Those guys have had a great ride. I think they became really famous when they did the Date Lance campaign. They got national media coverage across the board, mm-hmm. and they've just done a really great job of building out that kind of whole circle of things. And I even being one who's, used their various services, everything from their logo maker tool into some of the logo work stuff. I think they've done a great job rounding out those services.
Yeah, they really have. The other company that was acquired this week was Arcona. That news just broke this morning. Arcona is a Salt Lake City-based company. Been around for a while selling automotive dealership management software packages. Arcona was picked up by a company named DealerTrack, who operates in the same space. It's about a $59 million deal.
That's right, and I think their revenues were just close to $13 million, so they got about a 5x trailing revenue ratio, which isn't bad.
Yeah, and not bad at all. It sounds like DealerTrack, for whatever reason, really wanted to pick up Arcona.
Yeah, so exactly, looking at the numbers. And that's actually another, you know, just great thing for us is we have our companies who are successful and then picked up by bigger guys, but who are, most of those companies still keep those employees here and that development effort here, which helps our economy.
Yeah, it sounds like with both companies, a good portion of the company will remain here in the state.
Well, that's great. So another kind of interesting story that's been getting a fair amount of traction, although it just happens to be, you know, kind of one quarter, is that in Q1 we saw a drop in venture capital activity in Utah. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, PricewaterhouseCoopers, they released their Money Tree survey of the quarter, which tracks the amount of venture capital dollars spent in each state. The report just came out for Q1 of 2007. PricewaterhouseCoopers is reporting $25 million invested into Utah companies in Q1 2007, which is down from $61 million Q1 of 2006. You know, a lot of people get worried when they see numbers like this, but you don't realize that there are anomalies that happen from time to time. Occasionally a quarter that's a big drop, and then the numbers are right back up the next time. So you have to look at two or three, even four quarters in a row before you can start to really see a trend like this. Also, I'm not quite sure why, but the Money Tree survey report always seems to be a little bit lower than if you actually start polling local VCs and companies and see what kind of money they've actually generated. And then the third thing is that the Money Tree survey doesn't account for any kind of angel investors placement at all. And there is not an organization that tracks active angel investment placements, and that's because most of those investments aren't required to be reported to any organization. So those are very difficult to track. But if you talk to anyone in the state right now, they'll tell you that angel investment is on the rise and booming. And about 10 times the amount of companies that receive venture capital funding actually receive angel funding. And so you can actually make the argument that angels are potentially more important than venture capitalists, even though there's a huge importance of venture capitalists right now.
Right. It just really depends on the stage of the company. I think one of the external factors is that we have a significant portion of the VCs that are in the state that contribute largely to investment in the states, all raising funds. A lot of them are raising funds right now, which I think it plays directly into time spent on deals.
Yeah, there really does seem to be a kind of a calm in the storm right now. VSpring is beginning to raise its fund three. The kind of partners who's being formed by Alan Hall and Greg Warnock, they're ramping up right now and raising their first fund. And then also the Utah Fund of Funds has begun to disperse its $100 million throughout the local VCs, and so that's playing a big part of it as well.
Exactly. So it will be something interesting to watch as we go into Q2 and see what that study says, but I would expect that it goes back up on the rise. Well, I think that's the key stories that we've seen play out over the last week. We thank you for joining us, and we'll see you at next week's edition of the ConnectCast.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.